You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, tonight we're discussing how a minute in our life goes by so quickly. A lesson in life here tonight on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. You know, time flies. It does go by ever so quickly. And it's something that a lot of us aren't really paying attention to. It's something that we kind of overlook on a daily basis. It's something we kind of get forgetful about. And I think to a degree, we all feel like we're going to be on this planet forever. You know, we always hear people say, I'm going to live forever. We're going to rule the world. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm like, well, I don't know about ruling the world. And I guess we can live forever if you're thinking about different dimensions and stuff like that and going to another place after this lifetime. And, you know, we do. And some of y'all see it as heaven and some of you see it as other things. But yes, we do. But we're not going to live forever right here. And I don't know about you, but I have a tendency of not cherishing the time always. And sometimes I do. Sometimes I really focus on it. And I want to talk about what happened last night. It's interesting. Last night, the time quotient that we live in made itself ever so obvious to me. It's funny because I don't know if y'all know this, but a lot of you who are awesome, consistent listeners know that I'm a pescatarian. And so I was baking some salmon in the oven and the timer went off. And I opened the oven door and on inspection and just sheer perfection, you know, I decided that, well, and also the knowledge of how I know how to cook salmon, that's something I eat, honestly, almost every other day. I turned the timer back on and decided that it needed to have an extra minute. You know, I walked a few feet away from the oven, and I looked outside, and I saw this amazing moon, and I was going to walk outside and take a good look at the moon, and right before that, I glanced back at the oven, and I saw that it was down to 5 seconds on the timer. A minute had gone away like poof, like right then and there, and it went by so fast, and time does go by in the wink of an eye, and sometimes we don't really realize it. And this leads me to tonight's discussion. Because a minute goes by so fast, and life does the same. You know, I'm going to be talking about how we waste our time and the various actions and attitudes that lead to our minutes just ticking away. But better yet, the steps that we can take to enjoy literally every minute of our precious life. Because I think when we start changing our mode of operandi, basically meaning we aren't living forever, and with the knowledge that we're not living forever, we take one day at a time, we take 1 minute at a time, we take 1 hour at a time, and we truly focus on that time that we've been given. And, you know, I have a tendency of kind of lumping the days together. And it's not until Saturday morning. And I think for most of us, we don't have to work as early on Saturday morning. And some people don't have to work. But I'll get up and I'll realize all the stuff that I did that week. But better yet, I think that you might resonate with this. All the stuff that didn't come about. All the stuff that kind of didn't happen, didn't matriculate. And you know, one of the things that's been, I don't know if the word bothered is a good word, but let's go with bothered. One of the things that's been bothering me lately is the inability, it seems, to get things done in a timely manner. And I don't know about y'all, but there's been situations where you literally make a call and it takes weeks to get something to happen. And I know that there's something about timing, but sometimes we have to just know when to cut bait. I think sometimes in life we spend too much time with people who are just talking. Just wasting time because they have no idea how important every minute is. And just in the recent few months, I started realizing that I have to come up with a way of saying that I don't have time for this, but in a different way when I'm dealing with certain situations. Because you know what? You don't have time to sit and muck it up and talk about stuff that's never going to come to fruition. None of us have time to really talk about the things that we're just going to talk about. I mean, when I was younger, and even now, being in the industry that I'm in, you got a lot of people that talk, from the people in the very beginning on the lowest rung in the totem pole, to the people that can make choices, to the people that can actually follow out with actions. And some of those people are amazing people, and some of them are just pure talkers. They'll talk your ear off for hours, make a lot of promises, and it will never come to pass. And it's interesting because you can get bogged down by spending time with those particular people because their intent might not be right. But better yet, they seem to get off more on the conversation than the actual follow through. And tonight I want to also help you, and this is kind of a caveat in this show, is to give you a way out when dealing with people that you know are just talking. Because I don't know about you, but I can speak for myself and say, I'm over it. I'm tired of it. And you know what? We don't have to keep doing it. We can move on. And sometimes you got to just ask the question, is this going anywhere? Will things happen? What is your real intent? And are you just thinking things over, or are you in a place to make a decision now? You know, it's like those people that go window shopping. You know, I'm sure everybody in retail shopping centers all around the world right now are saying, oh my gosh, you know, let's preach it to the choir. How many of y'all who sell cars or sell clothing or what have you get to deal with a lot of people who are window shopping who never intend to buy something? And out of those people, how much time do you spend with actual buyers versus people asking you a bunch of questions about the item? Think about it. You know, and it's kind of like that a lot of times. And think about this in a scenario. You have a, let's just say you have a couple coming in that's doing some Sunday window shopping, kicking the tires around at the Volkswagen dealership or the Mazda dealership or wherever. And you have another guy or another woman that comes in right behind them that has every intent of buying a car right then. They need a car for work. They need a car for their kid. Whatever it is, they got to get a car now. Okay? And there you are stuck with that couple that's doing their Sunday deal where they drive around. And I'm sorry, it might not be Sunday. It could be Saturday. I forgot. The dealerships are usually closed on Sunday. So let's make this a Saturday window shopping. And you end up taking them on a test drive and you're doing your thing when another salesperson over there ends up helping the person that makes the sale right then. And I know that's an odd analogy for my show, but why I made this analogy, you might not be in sales and you might not be in car sales, but when was the last time that you missed an opportunity because you were too busy talking to somebody over there that was all talk and no action? And I think it happens more than we realize. I think that some of our dreams and some of our desires and some of our careers could be catapulted forward if we just focus on action. And I want to talk tonight not just about career, because I think career is just one facet of our life, and it's not really the focal point, right? Because I think that our career, yes, we have to have a career. We have to have a job. We got to make money because that's what this world is based on. And, you know, for good, for bad, for indifferent, you know, sometimes it does get in the way. But it's kind of like that necessary evil that we've created. But I have found that work, especially needing to get money to financially pay for school, education, all that great stuff, gets in the way of us actually spending time and seeing time as how precious it is. I mean, work is a good example, especially people who work by the hour. You're waiting for that clock to tick on by. Oh, geez, that clock is just moving so slow today. And think about it, we're not taking time to think about how precious our life is. We're not thinking about how our life and time is precious on this earth. We're thinking about, when the heck is 6 p.m. going to come around so I can get the heck out of here and go home. And it's like we miss the boat for at least 8 to 14 hours a day at work because we're either overwhelmed with work, too busy to think about it, or too bored. And so I really want to focus tonight on how we waste our time in day-to-day life. And I want to talk about also the various actions that we take that has time kind of ticking away from us, the things that we do that we might better not do. And then later on, I want to give you an out. I want to help you find an out when it comes to people who talk a lot. Give you the ultimate out to get out of any talking situation and to be able to spot a talker. To be able to spot somebody who's just talking to hear themselves talk. Stay tuned. When we return, we got a great show for you. Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in Two Shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about a minute in life goes by so quickly. A lesson in life here on Perspectives. You know, just the other night I was cooking some food in the oven and I went to reheat it for an additional minute. To bake it for an additional minute. And that minute went by so quick that it really put it in perspective for me. Because there's a lot of minutes that go by in a day that I don't think about. I don't think about at all. Hours at a time. I work and I don't really think about the world, my life, the situation, how time goes by fast. And tonight I want to talk about how time goes by, but I want to discuss about how we waste time. I want to later on talk about the steps that we can take to enjoy every minute of our life. And better yet, I'm going to help you formulate the ultimate out. And what I mean by that is when you are around people who are just talking, okay, I'm going to help you identify the talkers. I'm going to help you get the exact ultimate out so that you don't have to waste any more of your precious time with people who just want to suck your time. There's no time for that anymore. We don't have time for it. And I'm going to come up with a way tonight throughout this show that in a nice, loving way, you can just exit stage right. Because you need this just as much as I do. Because life is short. Life is short. And life's too short just to allow people to take our time. And better yet, we do it to ourselves. We do it to ourselves, and I want to talk about that because this is where the discussion gets interesting. We have a tendency of literally eating up and wasting our own precious time. Why would we ever want to do that? But we do it, and we're really good at it. And we're so good at it, we don't even realize that what we're doing is a waste of time. We've done it all our lives. Why would this be any different? So let's begin talking about wasting time. We've heard our parents say that. Ashley, you're just over there wasting time. Our teachers, quit wasting my time, kids. And shut up and focus on today's lesson. I don't know if they say shut up anymore, but I wanted to give it, you know, like a exclamation and emphasis on the shut up part and focus. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, think about it. How many times do we waste time and why do we waste it? What's the purpose of wasting time? And, you know, and you have to think about that waste not, want not. If I'm out there wasting all this time, am I going to get this time back? No. No. No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not going to get anything back. I will have wasted time. And kids do this all the time. But you know what? Wake up a call. We as adults do this a lot. And we waste time a lot with the wrong people. And let's talk about those wrong people right now. You know, I think when I think about wrong people, I think about, you know, the old West, the Wild West signs. Remember when they would be looking for some sort of person that had done something wrong and there was a bounty over their head. Remember that? Yeah, well, I mean, we weren't living back then, but you know what I'm saying? We see movies about it. The Wild West, and it has like the $500 over their head, and it's got the picture of them. And recently, you know, in the last films, 10 years ago, whatever, the Harry Potter, you had the same type of thing. But you, I kind of visualize that when I think about those people that are around you, that are just around you to waste your time. And it's not that they're just out there to waste your time. I mean, I'm going to go over there and waste Ashley's precious time. Ha ha, joke's on her. No, I mean, they waste everybody's time, and they waste their own time, too. It's the whole idea of love. When you love yourself, and you truly, honestly, unconditionally love yourself, you love other people. But when you hate yourself, you're not a good friend to people. Because you don't like them. You don't even love yourself. How could you like them? And the same applies for people that waste their own time versus the people that don't. I don't waste people's time. I don't waste people's time. And there was a time in my life when I was younger where I would sit there and agree to whatever just because I thought that that made me cool. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll get involved with that. That sounds great. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll get involved with that. Well, no more. No more. Because you can't get that time back. I can't tell you how many people invite me to dinner. I don't have time for it. And, you know, for a lot of people in back in the day, a free dinner, a nice dinner, yeah, I don't have time for it. And you know what? Maybe it's not that I don't have time for that, but I don't have time for them. There's certain people in your life that you want to spend more time with because you know that you got a finite amount of time with them on this earth right now. And I want to focus on that. And that's my main prerogative. And ever since I've realized that, the BS usually goes by the wayside. I don't have any more time for it. You know, so the wrong people. People that waste your time, people that talk about a lot of stuff, the people that want to do all these great things and never follow through, the people that always have a great gimmick or a plan but just never comes to fruition. Okay? I just recently had to let go of one of those people recently. We had a great idea that we came up with. It was a couple months back. We've known each other since, I've known him since I was in my teens. And that says a lot. We came up with an idea. And I went and followed through. I'm just one of those people. I went and followed through, and we'd come up with a concept for a product line. And I think a lot of people can resonate with what I'm saying. And we came up with an idea for a product line, and it was a really good idea. And I said, hey, you know what? Tonight, when I get home, and we were having a quick dinner, I'm going to go online and look for domain names and do that kind of stuff and kind of just put together kind of a rough idea of the website and maybe the products that we want to carry and that kind of, oh, yeah, yeah, so that's a great idea, that's a great idea. Yeah, do that. I was like, are you sure? Oh, yes, I'm in this to win this. This is a great idea. I like the follow through. I'm definitely going to follow through with you. And so I kind of laid to rest the past issues that we've had because we've been talking about ideas for years here and there, but he'd always drop the ball. But I thought with his enthusiasm, and with me saying, hey, I'm going to go on and do this right now. And he was all on top of it. So the next day, I'd already gotten in. The next day, I emailed him and said, hey, I got these domains. We're done. He's like, perfect. That's great. It's been 2 months now. I haven't heard from him. And those are the kind of people that you got to let go. And it's the hardest thing because you've known them for a long time. And that's the key right there, is that you've known them for a long time and it becomes harder because there's a time quotient there, but does that time mean anything, or does it mean kind of that you've wasted that much time? And I'm starting to realize that I believe that I've wasted that much time with that person because every time we've agreed to do something, they've never, ever followed through. And so more like it almost feels like the joke's on me. And I don't want other people that are listening tonight to feel that way. And so what I want you to do is come up with a list of the most wanted, the people who are time wasters in your life. And you're going to be able to figure out these people after this show is over, because I'm going to give you the characteristics and we're going to talk about it. And throughout this show, I'm giving you various characteristics to the people who are just sucking your time. And so begin to write that list of people that when you make ideas or you come up with ideas and concepts, they never, ever follow through. Everything they say never happens. Go on and start that list tonight. If you can keep a mental list of it, that's great. But you know what? Sometimes writing things down just one time creates this lasting memory that you will never forget. And why I want you to not forget it is not about forgiveness here. We're not saying you hold a grudge. I'm talking about don't forget, because there'll be times in your future, in your immediate future, where somebody will come into your life that you need to get to know. You need to spend time with, because you can help them and they can help you. But guess what? One of those people on your never get done, never do anything list are going to show up at the same time. And most of us are going to fall in the trap of going back and hanging out with old school buddy because we forgot the system. We forgot what ultimately always happens when we're with them. Nothing ever gets done. And so I want you to write that list, because the next time this happens, the older we get, the more the stakes go up. And the more we can lose out, and the more time that we waste. So stay tuned. When I return, we're going to be talking more about how fast time goes by, more about how we actually waste our own time, but better yet, how to stop wasting time. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about the ticking of time, the wasting of time, better yet, and how every minute of our life counts, but goes by ever so quickly. And right before the break, I was talking about how we have a tendency of wasting our own time. And how a lot of times we allow others to waste our time for us. And I want you to create that list right now, those people that always talk a big game but never follow through. We have some of those. Everybody has some of those people in your life right now. And how much time do you give them? But better yet, when was the last time that you missed out on something that could have been really good because you were with them again? And I think we have to think about that. And recently, when it happened for me, I was talking to somebody and we came up with this whole plan. And I was like, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Oh, yeah, yeah, let's do this. And I did everything. I went and got the domains. I checked out this. I did this. We were going to do this whole business concept. It was a great idea. He was all cool about it for just like the day. Next thing you know, I haven't talked to him in a couple of months. And, you know, for me, for somebody that really is just loves living, but also loves to do things and loves to create things, it can be heartbreaking. And it can get us off target. And so what I want you to do is create that list right now of who in your life are you allowing to waste your time. But better yet, let's look back at you. How are you wasting your own time? How? And I'll tell you how I waste my time sometimes. Okay, let's get to the nitty gritty tonight. I'm going to point fingers at myself and I'm going to reveal things that I think you're going to resonate with, but also you'll get to understand me a little better. You know, I have long days at work, and sometimes when I come home, I watch TV. And some of that TV I've seen before, and I think that's a real waste of time. I feel like that is a real waste of time, because I'm decompressing to a degree, but do I need to decompress by watching TV? I mean, to me, this is kind of like a screwed up karma situation. Like, we're over there, like we're wanting to decompress, but instead of going outside and looking at the moon and the stars, we sit inside and look at a box of pre-programmed stuff. And some of it's funny, and some of it's good. But does it outweigh the life experience? Does it outweigh doing what matters in life? I've wasted time a lot on social media. And I do a lot of social media for the show to promote Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. But sometimes I catch myself in it for the wrong reasons. It's like all of a sudden you become kind of like just like an observer of other people's lives. And I get it. I understand why we created social media, but to me, this can turn into another waste of time. You know, in the end of times, nobody's going to sit there and say, well, you know, I wish I could have gotten back that 30 years that I spent on Facebook. I must have spent 6 hours a day. Compounded weekly at 30 hours a week. 30 hours a week times 4 weeks. Oh my gosh, 120 hours a month. Times 12 months. Times 15 years. Think about it. Holy hand grenade, Superman. We waste our own time, and that's why it's so hard for us to see when other people are wasting our time, because you know what? We don't get it. We don't get it, but the reason why we don't think about it is we don't value time as we should. We don't value time as we should because we just don't. And you know, it's all about that. When we don't value time, we don't spend it correctly. Just like when you don't value money, you don't spend your money right. You spend it on frivolous things, things that you don't need. You know, and that's one of the things that I've figured out in life is that when time matters, it puts things into perspective about how important something really is. How important is that to you? What does it mean to you? And better yet, where are you going with it? You know, life is a very interesting concept, and when we realize when we're wasting time, whether it's with the wrong people, watching too much TV, not really paying attention and not participating in life because we're too busy looking at other people's pictures and stuff on social media. I mean, I don't know about you, but I got rid of Snapchat a while back because until Snapchat comes to me and talks to me about it, I can't figure it out. I look on there and I lose a good 30 minutes of looking at other people's lives. And God bless them, I appreciate it. But still, a simple two-sentence text could have done the same thing. And I realize also I waste time sometimes on the phone. Raise your hand if you waste time on the phone. And I think there's more women than men that would probably fall into this category. And there's some men out there now, come on. But I think for the most part, us women have a tendency of wasting more time on the phone. And it's good to talk to people. And it's good to pick up that phone. But how much of it is repetitive? And then how much of it is gossip? And gossip is another thing that we do to waste our precious time. And the last time that I caught myself gossiping, and yes, I've done it. Yes, I'm not perfect. Sure, I've gossiped. I step back and I realize, holy, this is not good. Not only do I kind of feel a little bad about it, I haven't been living my life for the last 45 minutes I've been in this conversation. I've been living so-and-so's life and so-and-so's problems. And yeah, even though it was more like a Jerry Springer situation, and goodness, it was juicy, I still was wasting my life, and I can't get that time back. And I ended up helping somebody in the end with a situation that took place. However, I could have helped them and quickly jumped back out, but I didn't. I sat in there and had some more gossip time. And so I figured out gossip is one of those big time wasters. It's something that takes time that you can never get back. You can never get it back. And you know, worse than wasting time, ever so worse than wasting time to me, is that when you hear people saying, I was just killing some time, just killing time. I mean, wasting time is bad, but you're actually killing it now? You're not only wasting it, but now you're killing it. I'm killing time. I was just driving around killing some time. What are we killing time for? I don't understand. Why do we use this terminology? Because that's what we're doing. We're just killing it. We're not using it for anything. We're not bettering ourselves for any way. We're not helping ourselves in any way. We're not helping others in any way. Instead, we're just really killing time that we can never get back. Because guess what? We didn't waste it. We killed it. We killed it. We murder, homicide, double suicide. We did it. We got to really think about the way we use this terminology. We also got to think about what we're doing in our daily lives that we're killing time. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't have time to kill time. You don't have time to kill time. Nobody has time to kill time. And that's why a lot of us sometimes when we wake up and realize that we have been wasting our time, we feel like we're behind the eight ball and we don't know where to begin because we have so much to do. And years ago when I was younger, you know, we all screwed up when we were kids. 17, 18, 19, 20, you screwed up. You made bad choices. Not everybody. I mean, some of y'all are perfect little angels, and I get it. But some of us made bad choices, and a lot of that goes back to parenting, and a lot of that goes back to being sheltered, or a lot of that goes back to being, you know, like having a strict, strict household. And so when you get out of the house, you want to go crazy. And when I look back at some of those years of screwing up, I wish I could get that back. It did make me who I am today. It gave me more of a well-roundedness, and it gave me the ability to see things for what they are. And also, it allowed me to be a better therapist, because I don't think a good life coach or a therapist is somebody that's never done anything wrong. It just isn't. You can't sit there and tell me that you get me if you've never done anything wrong. For example, if somebody is dealing with alcoholism, somebody that's never drank or never had an addictive behavior won't understand it. Okay? It's just the way it is. You need to go to somebody that gets it. Because otherwise, if they don't get it, they're learning from a textbook that defines addiction. They're learning from a textbook about why someone chooses to drink. Okay? And that's something. So we have to look at it in the fact that it wasn't all wasted time, but some of it was. When we didn't learn quickly, when we constantly learn the hard way over and over and over again, that to me is a waste of time. And I think at this point in time in our life, no matter how old you are, no matter if you're in your late teens, your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, we don't have time to waste. We definitely don't have time to kill. And that's why I think in every situation, no matter what you're doing, find something to fill your time in a positive manner. Be observant. Be one with nature. Don't just kill time. Do something with it with intent. As we become more intent driven, our life becomes more defined in a spacious, colorful way. We're able to see life with its brilliance that we haven't been able to see before. And we're able to take into consideration the synchronicity of life that's absolutely amazing. And until you actually live life to its fullest and sense the minute by minute changes, you cannot necessarily see the synchronicity because you won't be paying attention. In order to see synchronicity, you have to be paying attention about what's going on. And not only about what's going on, but how it connects to you and everybody around you. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking more about killing time, more about the things that we do to waste our own time, and later on, the misnomers of time, but better yet, how to get that ultimate out, to get out of dealing with situations with people that talk and never follow through. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes. You could
be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. We'll be safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about wasting time. We're talking about how important a minute is in our life, how we can't get it back, and what we can do, and how we can stop wasting our own time, how we can stop others from wasting our time, and kind of the misnomers that we have about time in general. You know, we always hear people saying, you know, we're going to live forever. I mean, yeah, to some degree. But I think we need to really focus on how we waste our time. We have a tendency of wasting time. We have a tendency of allowing other people to waste our time. And we even go to the fact to say that we're killing time. Haven't you had somebody call you and go, hey, I'm in the neighborhood. I was just killing some time. Why are you out there murdering time? Okay. The point is that we can't get it back. Last thing you want to do is have a homicide with time. But why are you killing time? Why aren't you doing something with that time that makes sense? Why don't you make that time into something that's special? And I think a lot of times we go from appointment to appointment without thinking about the in-between time. And I've done shows on this in the past. on the in-between time. And if you're interested in listening to some of those past shows, go to the AshleyBurgessNetwork.com, AshleyBurgessNetwork.com. That's pretty cool because it's all day, 24-7, Ashley Burgess Perspective. So you can listen to it all day in the background at your office, in your facility, at anywhere, in the doctor's office, wherever you're at that you work, you can put it on, and it will play 24-7 with no interruptions, no commercial interruptions. But better yet, if you'd like to check out what's recently going on in my life, go to Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, AshleyBurgess.com, and check it out. And also, go to Spreaker. Spreaker is a good component. Spreaker, it's speaker with an R, Spreaker! And you can listen to some of the greatest shows. We're ranked high, high, high on Society and Culture. Perspectives is on Spreaker. And the cool thing about it is you can listen to those shows right on your smartphone. And so let's go back to that concept of time and precious time and that in-between time. Because I've talked about that on a previous show, the in-between time. And that in-between time is so precious. And that's the time that we let fall by the wayside. That's the time that we sit there on the phone, looking at social media. That's the time when we don't focus on the important things inherently. We actually focus on things that don't matter. That's the times when we sit in our car. Let me give a couple of examples. You got a meeting at 11:30 a.m. Okay, it's a Tuesday. You got a meeting at 11:30 a.m. and you're meeting a colleague or somebody that wants to get involved with your business or somebody that you're going to hire, what have you, at 11:30 for a quick salad. And you show up at 11:20 or 11:15. What do you do? What do you do next? Most of us sit in the car, pull out the smartphone, and look at social media. Some of us get on the phone and call our buddy that we yuck it up with all the time. Waste a little more time on the phone talking about what happened last night or who's having so-and-so's baby or whatever else is going on or who made a fool of himself at church the other day. And we have a tendency of kind of just throwing that time away. And I know at this point you're like, well, what are you supposed to do with that 10 minutes, Ashley? Well, you know, to me, there's a lot of options you have. Let's go through those options. The first option you have is to turn the phone off or at least, you know, put it down, turn the ringer off, turn the music off, and kind of sit there and do a little bit of meditation. Think about what's going on. Think about your day. Think about your life. Think about what you'd like to create in your life. Think about what's being created. Think about the things that you're happy with and the stuff that you're successful with. Or you get out of the car and kind of walk around, look at the sky, kind of just be one with the earth, have a little me time outside. Or if you're more of a people person and you like to meet new people, go into the restaurant early. Get a nice seat that you like. Say hi to the waitress. Talk to people. Make eye contact. Get to know folks. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of options you have. But the option of just wasting time doesn't really work. Maybe you read a book. Maybe there's a book that you bring with you in the car all the time. And it's for when you're early or when someone's late or when you're stuck in traffic or whatever it might be, you have something that you really care about. Not just some frivolous book, but something that matters that's going to help your life. And speaking of books that help people's lives, lately I've had people, you know, text me or email, I'm sorry, direct message me or email or Facebook message me about how the 10-day challenge to live your true life, my third book, how the 10-day challenge to live their true life, live your true life, has really changed their life. And I've had people that have dealt with death in the family, a mother or father dying, and how it's changed their course of their life by reading this book and how they were in a deep depression and now they're more at peace, they're more at calm. I've had people read the book and their whole life has changed when it comes to putting things into perspective, to figuring out what matters, to figuring out what's important in their life. And better yet, even discussing the concept of time. Time is inherently valuable. And to understand that is a great golden rule when we understand life. Because, you know, when we don't really focus on the time that we've been given and we waste it or we're killing time, we're missing the reason why we're here. And inherently, we miss the reasons why and what's important around us. And we have a tendency of spending time with the wrong people. Not that they're bad people. We just spend time with the wrong people that don't have our same values and intent at heart. And that becomes an instinctful problem. That becomes an issue in our life, because there we are enmeshed with people that don't have our same values or don't care enough about the time on this planet. And, you know, when we're wasting time and we're killing time and we're not spending time doing what we want to do, we have a tendency of later on being in a conundrum. And, you know, there's some other misnomers about time. We've talked about wasting time. We've talked about killing time. But what about when we hear people that are living on borrowed time? What does that mean? Living on borrowed time, that means that we wasted the time that we had, and now we're living on borrowed time. But there is no borrowed time. And I think we have a tendency of kind of going from one extreme to the other. We're wasting time, we're killing time, and then at the end, we're living on borrowed time. At what time do we just live in the time we have now? At what time do we just focus on what we've been given at this time? That is what's so important. And I think in order to really focus on that, we have to really look at time as it is. Okay, when I was cooking that salmon the other night in the oven, and I put that additional minute in there, because I like my salmon a certain, I don't like it all like really fleshy in the middle. That's the reason why I don't eat meat. But anyway, I didn't want it really fleshy, so I knew that if I gave it like another minute, I probably should put like another 3 minutes in there later on, but another minute, it'd be better. And when that minute was counting down, I was able to see how fast that minute went by. And how many of us waste time in the wrong situations with the wrong people doing the wrong things, and it's not 1 minute we're wasting. It's hours, it's days, it's weeks, it's years. And there's been time in my life where I look back and I go, gosh, if I could get back that time. But I don't want to ever be living on borrowed time. Because you can't borrow time. You know, it's like, can I borrow a piece of gum? Well, I don't want it back, okay? If you're going to chew the gum, I don't necessarily want it back. We have to think about it. There is no borrowed time. Just like time is of the essence. We all hear people say time is of the essence. And if it's of the essence, why do we choose to not really respect it? Why do we have a tendency to let time kind of just go? Why don't we really respect that time and hold it and cradle it and use what we can and learn the most we can while we're here? Because I believe that this is all a learning tool. This whole entire life that we're in is to learn and to understand who we are and what it means. And I think a big purpose of that is to understand love. It is to understand love to its fullest extent. And I think that when we're able to understand love, we're able to take it to that next level. When we're able to understand that we're here to love people, when we're here to understand that we're here to love our life, but better yet, that we're here to love every minute of every waking hour, and we're supposed to cherish that time. Because again, I know people when they're dying, the last thing they say is, man, I wish I would have wasted more time. They're always like, if I could just get some more time, I just want some more time. And when it comes down to it, it's not the money, it's not the cars, it's not any of this stuff. It comes down to time. And it comes down to us figuring out how to use our time in the best way. Stay tuned when we return. We're going to talk about what about time, how to use time consciously, and also, better yet, how to have the ultimate out when it comes to dealing with talking people, people that just talk a lot. I'm going to help you find your ultimate out so that you don't waste any more of your precious time dealing with those folks. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in two shakes.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we've been talking about time, about how precious time is, about what it means to waste time, and even for that matter, what it means to kill time. You know, we've always heard people talk about, well, I had to kill some time, so I was just driving around. What does that really mean? You know, I think about that when I think about people who are sick we're dealing with being behind the eight ball in life when you hear them discuss living on borrowed time. And those are really interesting concepts because it's such a deep thought process when it comes to time. I mean, think about when people say time is of the essence. So time is obviously important. And in the beginning of the show, I was talking about how when I was cooking my salmon the other night, and I had to reheat it for a minute, I was able to see how fast a minute goes by. I was flabbergasted. I couldn't believe it. And I started realizing that I wasn't really focusing on how important every minute of my life is. And I don't think most of us do. I think most of us don't really think about it. Many of us are really focused on the big picture. We're focused on work. We're focused on home. We're focused on taking care of our responsibilities. But in the end, we kind of miss out on living. It's like we forget that this is a precious thing. And tonight I'm going to be talking about how we can actually hold on to our life, how we can have some sort of power in our life by seeing and literally understanding how important timing is, as well as how to be able to pick up on people who might actually be time eaters in your life, people that actually might not care about your time, how to focus on those people, how to figure out who is actually stealing time from you, but better yet, who are you allowing to steal your time, and to have that ultimate out. You know, we always talk about those things, those people in life that you love them to death, but you just don't need to spend that much time with them. So how do you get out of spending time with them? And tonight, I'm going to help you figure that out as well, because you're going to take your time back. You're going to take your life back. That's what this is all about. So let's begin talking about how time is of the essence. And we know about how important timing is, right? And in the first hour, I was talking about if you are a car dealer and you have a couple coming in on a Saturday, right? And they're just, you know, they're just wasting their time. They're just hanging out. They're just checking out the cars. They're not in the market for a car, but they're just looking around. And all of a sudden, there you are taking care of them. When somebody walks into that same dealership, needs to buy a car right now, they got to buy a car for their kid. They got to buy a car for themselves. Whatever it might be, you miss that sale because you're too busy with your time and effort with people that aren't going to follow through. And I think a lot of times in life when we're dealing with work or we're doing personal life, we surround ourselves with people who are talkers. They talk a good game. They talk a lot, actually. And I have some friends right now that I'm beginning to see them in a conscious light. I'm beginning to realize that, you know, I love them. And for the most part, I've known them for a long time, which can be more difficult to sever ties. But when it comes to me appreciating my life and taking on all that it has to offer, I have to cease hanging out with them. And it's not that I don't love them. It's not that I don't like them, but we never get anything done together. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors. It's a lot of talk with little or no results. Besides the fact that you're out how much money going out to dinner, going out to eat, doing all these different things, when in reality, we could have been doing something much more productive. And I think we have to look at the concept of what is time and it's what is time? And how much do we have? And I think a lot of times we sit there and think about time because I know a lot of us like the concept of time because if you look at every single magazine, almost every single magazine, every other ad is an ad for a timepiece. It's an ad for a really, 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 really expensive watch. Whether it's Rolex, whether it's Tag, whatever it might be, Baume Mercier, whatever it is, it's an expensive watch. The latest ad that I saw for a watch was, you know, you're just taking care of it until you give it to your child. Like, you're just holding it until you give it to a child. And you know that watch is really expensive if that's all you're doing. And some people spend upwards of $100,000 for a watch. Some of you out there are so addicted to watches that you have a collection of watches. You have a box of watches. You have one of those boxes that keeps them set at the perfect time. So anytime you want to grab a watch out, it is set to the specific time with the right date. No worries. But have we really thought about how much time we have? And I think that's something that we don't like to look at because that's something that we know is not infinite. And I think that when we realize that, we kind of start questioning a lot of parts of our life. And the first thing that I question when I ask myself how much time that I have, and you know, we don't know really if we have a minute or we have 100 years or more. But I've realized that timing is important and how I use my time is important. Better yet, who I spend my time with is important. Better yet, what I spend my time doing is important. And I have a few friends right now that are going through a rough patch. And I have some clients that are going through that same rough patch, but I can't really speak about that. But I can talk about my friends in this situation. And some of my friends have taken life, I don't know if it's serious or not, but they're so stressed out with things that aren't working in their life that they've turned to alcohol. And not just having a drink here and there, they've turned to alcohol to the point where at least every other night, they completely black out. They don't remember what happened. They're trying to put the pieces together. They have no idea. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And it's just, it's a daily process. And, you know, it's kind of like living the hangover every other day. And, you know, to me, life is more precious than that. No matter how much stress and strain is in my life, I have to sit there and think about the fact that, you know what? I would rather remember what I did than not remember. And I think in life these days, we have all these options, all these drugs, all these pharmaceutical drugs, all these prescriptions, all these chemicals that we can completely black out on life. I've been seeing a lot of new drug ads out there for sleep. And if you listen to the commentary, some of these commercials, by the way, are a minute and a half on primetime TV. This is some expensive commercials. And the last one I heard was, you know, like the side effects were, you know, it's been reported that people have driven while asleep. Other things have been reported, people walking out of their homes, things happening like that that have happened when they are still under the influence of this medication where they don't even know what's happening. You know, some people can't even wake up. And it's like, to me, it's like life is so short. Why would I want to waste the time of blacking out or waste the time of wasting my time with people that, one, are just talking to hear themselves talk, or two, people that are just killing time? And I think we have to look at our lives in a different type of realm. And I think we want to begin to figure out, what can we do to get that time? Because, you know, it's like you hear people all the time saying they're saving it up. They're saving up this time, but what are they saving it up for? And where is it being saved at? You can't save up time. I can't sit there and put time in a bottle and hold on to it and say, you know what? I didn't live for, you know, 2010 and 2012. I held my breath. So I got those 2 years of time there. No, I just missed out on those 2 years. And I've had some clients that literally, after they've realized that doing whatever drug XYZ isn't working for them, that they realize that they kind of missed out on life for a good part of their life. You know, and it's interesting because it's not until you realize how precious the time is that you understand how to honestly use your time wisely. And I suggest that we begin tonight using our time wisely. And that begins with, like I was talking about in the first hour, about writing that list of people that, God bless them, you love them, but they waste your time every single time you see them. Every single time you spend time with them, they take away from the time that you have on earth. And it's not just about them. You can't just personally blame them. You got to blame yourself a little bit because you're the one that's spending time with them. You're the one that's taking your time with them. Why is that? Is that because you're personally holding yourself back subconsciously? Is that because you think that you can change them? Oh, well, if I hang out with Judy or John more and really push them, they'll get up to this next level and they'll start doing what they say. Well, that's not true. And even if it is true, they haven't asked you for your help. And why does it matter if John or Judy actually does what you want them to do? What about you focusing on what you should be doing? And I've been in that position before where you want to have somebody with you at all times because you think it makes you feel better. Well, it gets in the way. It gets in your way of progress and it gets in your way of time management. We're going to talk a little bit about that later. Also, we're going to talk about some recent TV shows and films that have talked about the loss of time and how you can kind of think about that in your daily life, especially when it comes to wasting time. And better yet, we're also going to talk about how the virtual world versus the real world has made changes in our time. And later on, I'm going to give you that ultimate out that you can use with those people that seem to just suck out all the time in your life. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about time, how much we have, but better yet, how to stop wasting our time. We have a tendency a lot of times in life to not really think about what time means. How much time do we have? And it wasn't until the other night when it really put in perspective for me how fast time is actually coming and going. It's like, you know, we always talk about how the days seem shorter. And everybody's like, oh man, that day was way shorter. That couldn't have been 24 hours. I felt like it went by like a second. Or what about the weekends? Don't the weekends feel shorter than ever before? But we really don't think about it till it's gone. And I've realized that we've wasted a lot of time, and we constantly waste our time when we're running around with people who waste our times. When we hang out with a bunch of talkers, when we have a tendency of gossiping, you know, when we gossip, we put ourselves on the sideline. We no longer live our life. We're actually talking about someone else doing whatever they're doing in their life. What about social media? What about everybody out there trolling on social media who are constantly looking at other people live their life and not even commenting, not even saying anything? It's like we're watching other people live. And you know, right now I want to talk about that concept, about how we've been wasting our life a lot of times in this virtual reality. And I was at lunch the other day, and I was talking to a good friend of mine, and he and I were discussing what's virtual versus what's real. And I think that we've replaced living our lives in true. Honestly, living our life, we replaced that with what? Reality TV. And I'm not just talking about, you know, the Real Housewives. I'm talking about everything from the Real Housewives to the Amazing Race. Okay? We watch other people argue and fight. We watch other people have marital problems. And we watch other people run a race and maybe win a prize. At what point in time have we gotten up off that couch and done any of that? And I think that this virtual lifestyle that we have begun to live is sucking our time out. And the reason for it is that we're sitting on the sidelines watching other people do things that we're not doing and that we're definitely capable of doing. You know, think about that. The reality TV has replaced the actual living. You know, it's almost like, you know, the AstroTurf has replaced the real grass. That the fake ficus has replaced the tree that was in your office. What about sports have been replaced with video games? More people are out there playing video games than ever before. What about getting the soccer ball out and actually kicking it around? What about organizing some of your friends to come over and play? I don't care how old you are. I mean, it's like when we become adults, we become stick in the muds. It's like we don't know how to have fun anymore. We don't know how to have fun. We don't know how to engage with other people. And we'd rather sit in a dark room with a video console and play people from around the world that we've never met in an imaginary game that we're not actually playing. We're not really kicking that ball. I mean, you're just like moving the joystick and pushing some buttons here and there. And is that real talent? I don't know. And I get the idea that there's a lot of bells and whistles. It's like almost going to Vegas when you're playing a video game, right? I think it's interesting lately, and I think y'all will actually laugh about this. The last time you've gone to an ATM machine to get money out, didn't it start making that sound when the money was actually coming out? It sounded like you were playing a slot machine. I mean, it sounded like that to me. The other day when I went to the bank, it sounded like I was playing the slot machine in Vegas. Woo! I won! But I didn't win anything. I was just taking money out of my own bank account. And I think if you think about that in the terms of time, we're stealing time away from ourselves. It's a very empty feeling, even though there's some, you know, some whistles and some sound and some, you know, there's some crepe paper, imaginary crepe paper, like, you know, being thrown up in the air on the video screen. But what does it really mean? And it's like, I always feel so much better. And I don't know about you, but I feel so much better when I actually get out and do something. I remember the last time that I really felt a sense of accomplishment. And I know most people might laugh at this, but I think there's a sense of accomplishment here that can only be defined when I talk about it in this exact example. When you're painting a house, when you get out there and you're painting a house, let's say that you start inside and you get everything off the walls and you're going to start painting and you prime the walls and you prime everything, and the primer takes a long time and it stinks. And it stinks really bad, but it takes a long time, but it's not that interesting, right? You prime the wall, big deal. But when you start putting the actual paint on the wall and you see one wall actually done and then a second wall completed and then the third and the fourth, and then you start doing the trim and you finish the trim out and you look at something and you go, man, I really actually accomplished something today. And it's interesting that when you're doing activities such as painting or playing soccer or whatever, you have a cognitive reason of how much time is going by, right? You actually think about it. You can actually think about, I have been painting X said room for 4 hours now because I know that I got to wait another hour for this to dry so I can do the trim. When we get into this virtual reality and we watch this TV and we watch these reality shows, and you know, you get into watching these TV shows where you're on a marathon. Oh my gosh, there's 14 episodes in this series and I'm going to watch every one of them. I'm going to watch every last one of them until my beard's completely, you know, growing out. And, you know, I had to put the pins on to stay on the couch long enough so I wouldn't have to get up to go to the bathroom and miss any of it. It's like you start missing out time because you're no longer involved with an activity that actually includes yourself. I mean, when was the last time that you were talking on the phone with a friend of yours and you're just talking, and the next thing you know, it leads to some sort of gossip of somebody that you two know, right? And you start talking about them and, you know, how screwed up their life is, you know, and it kind of helps you feel a little better. But all of a sudden, like, time just goes by like that. And you look down at the phone and you go, oh my gosh, we've been on the phone for 2 hours. And then you start realizing, what have you done for 2 hours? You've done nothing. All you've done is talk about somebody else and their problems. You haven't figured out the world's hunger problems. You haven't figured out your own work problems. You haven't figured out how to make more money. And you haven't figured out how to, like, you know, deal with the kids anymore. But you've talked and retalked and hashed and rehashed about your friend's issues. And I think it's interesting because when we go into that virtual world, we lose our sense of time. And I think to some degree it wants you to. Because to some degree, what is it? It's not real. It's not real. And it's interesting because I think that in order to really respect time, in order to respect your life, you have to slowly take yourself away from what's not real. And I think that's what the fascination with watches are in this time, in this place, is because people want to have some sort of cognitive tie to time. Because they get so lost in it. And I personally don't wear a watch. Every time I put a watch on, no matter if it has a lifetime guarantee, it breaks immediately. I don't know what the deal is. I don't understand it. But I've realized that when I focus on time, I don't need a watch. When I focus on using the time wisely, you know, you just feel it. And you know what's going on. But I have been in the position where I have played a lot of video games and hung out with people who had, where I feel like we kind of miss out on what's truly going on. And I've watched a lot of TV too, where you're watching something for the sixth time. And it's like, I don't know. I mean, it's fun a little bit, but then it's like, you know, yeah, I have seen this six times. And it's like you're not making any changes in your life. You're not bettering yourself. And I'm not getting down on people right now because I'm doing the same thing. But I realized it, and I want to expose this to other people so that you get it too, because I don't want you to be behind the eight ball. I don't want you to feel like you've missed out on the best years of your life. And the last thing, the worst thing we want is regret. Regret is one of the worst things in your life to have, because when you regret, it goes to the heart. and you feel as though you lost out on something that you could have had that could have been so amazing, but you never gave it a chance. You know, it's like those times where we go, well, I should have done it, I didn't try, and I wonder if that would have ever worked out. You know, you have people all the time that say, you know, I was a great singer and everything, but I never tried to really be a professional. Because I don't know, I just didn't have the time to, I just didn't know, but now I wonder, well, could I have ever been a professional singer? Could I have ever had a career being on stage doing what I want to do? Well, I wonder my whole life, could I have done that? And I've been in that position before where you step back and you go, you know what? That's too much to handle. I don't know about that. I'm going to have to sit back and think about it. But I've been in positions before where I knew if I did not step up to that plate right now, if I did not step up to that plate right now, I would regret it for the rest of my life. And whether or not it works, that's to be determined. Because there's more obstacles and there's also more things at play. And again, we have to go back to how important timing is. Synchronicity is part of timing. And when we overlook the importance of time, we overlook our life in general, and we miss out on the really amazing things that happen, and we miss out on meeting some of the most amazing people that we can meet. When we return, I'm going to be talking more about the virtual versus the real world, how to integrate our life into more of a real world now and kind of get out of the virtual, as well as how to get that out when dealing with people that just want to use your time and how to spot them a mile away. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we've been talking about time, the essence of time, the importance of time, and I was talking about the concept of virtual versus real world. And lately, it seems that we live in a virtual reality. We're either watching TV and reality TV shows about other people living their life. We either watch people living their life on Real Housewives or people having sex changes or what have you. As well as like the Great Race, the American Race, all these race shows where people are racing to the finish line to win something. What about Big Brother? And I'm not saying that these shows don't have a place. But to me, they're kind of taking over our life. Because we're no longer dealing with our own life. We're trying to see how John's going to deal with living in the house with Jenny. And what's going to happen next? Are we going to be able to do something? Is this going to work out? Will their lives change? Will it not? Will so-and-so get voted off the island? But I think we get stuck in that reality. We stop thinking about our own life, working to make it better, making it more challenging, being better than we were yesterday. And for some of us, it's not the reality TV shows at all. It's actually the video games that are getting in our way. And I think for more men than women, that's probably true. And for a lot of you men out there, it's either war games or you're playing sport games. And that's the key. And it's like, I mean, think about it. When was the last time you got out there on the field and actually played some football? Think about it. And is it so bad? Can you get a group together and start playing? What about just going out to the batting cages and doing some batting? It's no big deal. I mean, just because you're not on a team anymore doesn't mean you can't play. And I feel sometimes we take that video game and replace that with real life living. And that's not really living to me. Sitting in a dark, you know, media room playing video games is not to me living. To me, that's something else. That's like part living, like subterranean living kind of thing. And I think we got to get out of that. And I think we've been focusing on so much lately, and we forget the fact that we can actually get out there and move around. And we wonder why our kids aren't getting enough exercise. Why aren't they getting outside more? Why aren't they doing this? Why aren't they doing that? Why don't they go outside and play? I had a friend of mine the other day, got some gifts for his kids. It was the kid's birthday, and, you know, before the kid started opening up his own gifts, he was, like, looking on YouTube, and he was YouTubing kids opening gifts, and he just was watching kids open gifts with other kids' gifts, and there he was watching that, and his dad was finally like, hey, open that, and it was a football, and he's like, let's go outside, and the kid was like, Dad, I want to watch YouTube, I don't want to do that. He's like, we are going outside now. And the reason why kids are doing that is because we're doing it. They learn by their example. And we've gotten out of living. We've totally gotten out of living. Like, we stop living when we do this. It's like we go on autopilot. We go on autopilot, and it's like, you know, we got to get out of that. We got to get out of that. We got to move on. And so if you do anything now, I would begin to limit my time in the virtual reality. I'd begin to limit my social media time. I would recognize when I'm looking at Instagram and looking at other people's lives and comparing my life to their life and their life to my life. You recognize that and know that that's time to get off there now. Recognize when you're watching too much reality TV, and I kind of advise this. Any more than 2 hours a day of TV is a lot of TV. Any more than 2 hours a day of video gaming is a lot of video gaming. Think about that. It's 120 minutes. There's only 24 of those in a day. So you're already down to 22 hours now. How much do you sleep? 8 hours a day? What do we have left? And we wonder why the day goes so fast. And, you know, for some of us, when we're dealing with different lifestyle changes, we're having to recoup, we're having to get over things. And some of us with depression out there, you might go to bed at 3 a.m. because you can't sleep. And you wake up at noon. And you feel like you're behind. And you're already upset with yourself because you feel like you're not doing anything. And everybody else is at work when you're waking up and you're 4 hours late. And it's good to get your body back on its clock. There was something said a long time ago, and a lot of people have talked about the whole concept. You get up, you know, you get up in the morning when the sun comes up, and you go to bed when the sun goes down. And there's something to be said about that. There's something to be said about that, and I think our body clocks work like that. And I'm not trying to advise that at this point, but I think that if you can somehow or not think about the time that matters in your life, what matters most, what you can do, and also limit those things that are taking us off our path. Because I think it's a lot more fun to go take a walk with the family. I think it's a lot more fun to spend time with people that understand you. And I want to talk about that right now. I want to talk about how we can spot time suckers. Because you've already spotted them on TV, you've spotted them in video, and you've spotted them in what you do personally to yourself, right? Because we all have a tendency of wasting our own time. We are our biggest wasters of time, okay? We do it more to ourselves than anybody. But let's talk about how we can spot those people in our life, God bless them, who happen to be time suckers. And it's harder to spot from a distance, and that's what you want to. You don't want to get all your time sucked out and then figure out, yeah, you know what? I think John's just talking all the time. So let's talk about how we can spot it. The first thing that you can spot it is that kind of laissez-faire, kind of flippant type attitude. They always have an attitude that's just like, kind of like, eh, you know, and you kind of, it's just always something. It's always like very like, it's everything or nothing attitude. I see this a lot in my practice. You know, when people say she's always wrong or she's never there or he's never there or he's always mean, whatever it is, it's like they have this attitude that's extreme and they're very extreme and they have like a lot of ideas a lot of the time, but they don't really ever follow through with any of the ideas any of the time. I mean, I have friends like that where they're wanting to do 15 different business models and they pull you in and you go to some of these meetings and all of a sudden you go, man, I've just wasted hours of my life that I can never get back. And the idea of them actually following through is nil to none. And so the first thing is that attitude. And sometimes it can be almost like an attitude where it's like everybody owes them. But also the attitude can be very just like, you know, hey, I have this idea and it's going to be the next best thing. But we can all have ideas. I've had a lot of great ideas that if I would have followed through with them, I probably would be on an island somewhere doing this show. But I didn't follow through with them. Instead, I let it kind of fall through the cracks. And the next thing you know, I'm watching TV and I see an ad for the product that I had actually thought in my head would be a great product. And I thought about that idea like 3 or 4 years before it ever came out. And I was like, oh my God, I could have developed that. I could have produced that. I could have been that person making that money, creating that product, going from that product, doing another product. But instead, no, I just thought about it and I let it just pass me by. Now, I don't feel that much regret about that. But at the same time, there's been some that I have been regretful. You know, the next thing is that they don't really care about your time. And they're never on time to any of appointments or any time with you. as well as they have a tendency of canceling at the last minute. Anybody that can cancel at the last minute for no real reason doesn't really care about your time at all. Okay? They just don't. I mean, because I'm one of those kind of people, unless I'm like dying with the flu, am I going to cancel at the last minute? Because it's rude. And you know what? We've already made these plans. And so if you make plans with somebody a week in advance and that person cancels within 30 minutes to an hour of the time they're going to meet you, they don't care about your time. And by the way, that shows you where you are on their importance scale. Big time. And now in the future, you got to drop everything to hang out with them? I mean, they dropped you like a hot potato for no reason. And I understand if it's something big, but is it ever anything big with them? You know, they don't care about your time. They don't care about what time you're supposed to meet. They're constantly late. And sometimes they just don't show up at all. And I think it's interesting. It might not even be the show up. It could be just the response in general. When was the last time that you called someone and they don't return your call? When was the last time you called them again? They still don't return your call. What about texting? What about emailing? And it's amazing to me, especially in the business world, anybody that's dealing with a constant business world where you're having to call people over and over again, you know how painful this can be. I had something happen the other day. I couldn't believe it. I was back and forth on emails. Everything was going well. And then I got an automated response email telling me that this person's going to be out of the office for 17 days. That's another 17 days times 24 hours that I'm going to miss out on getting this thing that we're supposed to be working on to actually happen. And that means that when he comes back in 17 days, he's got to be on the ball and working toward it. And we know that's not the case. It's going to take another week for him to get in the grand scheme of things. And then there we are almost throughout the end of the month. And I feel that a lot of us are having to deal with that, where we're constantly having to circle back around. And I wonder who the first person was to say circle back around. Those were people that were dealing with the fact that nobody calls back. Nobody calls back, nobody follows through. I'm going to circle back around real quick. Basically, that's saying, you haven't responded to me, you've neglected what I've asked, I've called, I've texted, I've put fireworks up there, I've sent all kinds of different hellos, how are you doing, and nothing's come about. I think also another good indication that somebody is a time sucker of yours is that they're always cutting in while you're trying to talk. They're always cutting in while you're trying to talk. And it's funny because I actually had a situation happen recently where I watched somebody constantly cut in on someone else. And even when the other person was talking, they kept making these sounds. Like they were like opening their mouth about to talk, but they just hadn't said anything yet. So stay tuned. We return to me talking more about the indications of how to know when somebody is a time sucker. And later on, I'm going to give you the ultimate out to dealing with these time suckers and how to make sure that you can keep your time and hold on to this valuable essence of time. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we've been talking about time, the importance of time, and how to keep your time. But better yet, we've been talking about how you can spot time suckers in your life. And you know, if you've read the 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life, my most recent book, I talk about energy suckers. But right now I'm talking about time suckers. Because time is what we have. And as we hear, timing is of the essence. And so the way that you can spot time suckers is their attitude. They don't really care about other people. They're rarely on time to appointments. They cancel at the last minute. They don't follow through very well. They might not call you back in a timely fashion. They might actually miss calls and texts altogether. And they have a tendency of having this flippant type attitude where, you know, they show up. You know, you should get down on your knees and like, you know, bow that they actually came around. Okay, that's one of the indications. Another indication is that they're constantly cutting in while you're speaking. While you're talking, they're constantly about to cut in and say something. They're too busy thinking about their next thought. They're too busy thinking about what they're gonna say. And that's the key here, is that when somebody's constantly thinking about their retort, when they constantly think about what they're going to say to you about whatever, they're no longer even listening to you. They don't even hear what you have to say. You know, it's like when you have, you know, when you're talking with somebody and you're talking with them, and the next thing you know, you can kind of see people drift away. And if you do, like, if you know psychology, you know, obviously I'm a therapist and I've taken all these classes and gone through all the schooling. But besides that, real world, you know, real world lessons as well, is that I watch people and I can see from their mannerisms as well as their eye movement and what have you, what they're thinking and where they're thinking. Are they thinking now about what I'm saying, or are they thinking about what's in their mind? And a lot of times when somebody's about to cut in and say something, they're constantly kind of moving their mouth, or it's like they can't be quiet, because I can't sit there and listen to somebody and be like, oh yeah, okay, oh yeah, that doesn't work for me. But a lot of times people are thinking about what they're going to say back. And that's another indication that somebody is sucking your time. They're not really listening to what you have to say. They're just talking. And you know what? If you think they do this with you, and that's it, they do this with everybody. You just happen to be another person that they're going to suck your time, because you know what? They don't even think about those kind of things. Time is irrelevant to them. They're also the same type of people who make a lot of promises. They make a lot of promises, and unfortunately, they never deliver. And so at this point in time, when you spend time with somebody like this, and I usually realize that after the second promise, now it's my problem. I brought this upon myself. And you kind of got to realize at that point that this person is just ultimately a talker. And birds of a feather flock together, and you got to cut ties with that. And I've realized, too, that when people promise a lot and they never deliver, that's a good sign that they're just there for the ride. They're not there to help you. They're not even there to help themselves. They're not even there to help themselves. So you're just kind of part of the equation of just this whole mind-sucking thing. And you happen to be giving them what they want. It's the same as energy suckers. It's like being around energy suckers, you feel tired, lethargic, even sick. When someone takes that energy from you, when you allow them to take your energy as well, it can make you feel tired and sick and lethargic. And the same is very similar when people are stealing your time. Is that you're running out of time. You look at the clock and you go, oh my gosh, time flies. But was there any sort, did anything come out of this? Did anything productive happen from this time? And you have to kind of step back and think about that. Could you have been spending time with other people that you could have been changing the world? Helping in a positive manner? Volunteering your time to help other people who are less fortunate? Working on your business? Working on what matters to you? Finding other people who are like-minded and gathering a group together of masterminds and working together? All these options sound better. Washing my dog sounds better than hanging out with a bunch of people that just talk. I mean, I'm one of those kind of people, I like to do things. And so the small things that I can do make me feel good. When I volunteer, when I help other people, when I pick up trash off the ground, when I hand wash my own car, when I wash my dog, when I lather him up and wash him and then dry him off and he's so happy. Those things make me feel good in life. Those things make me feel accomplished. When I go into the studio and I produce 13 hours of content a week, that makes me feel accomplished because I've done something. Not only have I produced that for myself, but I produce that to help change the world, to help people so that they can be enlightened, so that they can find answers to questions that they might not know. Because, you know, on Perspective, there's always more answers and less questions. This is not a fear-based product here. This is authentic content. It's a rarity, but it exists. And I prefer to spend my time doing that. But occasionally I do get derailed by people who are just talkers. And even me gets derailed by those types of people. And I'm putting my foot down at this time. I'm no longer going to allow that. It's a waste of my time. And you know what? I'm not going to live on borrowed time. I'm going to live my life to the fullest every minute of every day for the rest of my life. And it doesn't entail spending time with a bunch of talkers. Because anybody can talk. Everybody in Hollywood's writing a screenplay. Okay. Everybody in Hollywood's writing a screenplay, but who's actually written it and who's actually pitching it and who's actually trying to make it into a film? That's a very small percentage. And that's what I'm talking about. If you're trying to be an actor, if you're wanting to do this, if you're wanting to take your career to the next level, get to it. There's no time like the present. Isn't that what they say? There's no time like the present. And right now is a present, right? It's a gift, right? We give presents at Christmas. Isn't the time a present right now? And if you're not living in the present, aren't you basically taking those presents and throwing them in the trash? You don't even know it exists. You're too busy living in the past or too busy living in the future, and neither one of those are real. It goes back to the concept of virtuality. That is not real. The past is not real, and the future is not real. All you have is but now. All you have is now. And how you live now is what matters. And that's what matters in the future. And that's what matters second to second. And you're best out now because I know that you have friends or acquaintances or work people that fall into that time sucker category. You've already thought about your list either in your mind or you've actually written it down. And I advise writing it down because when you write things down, you connect them to memory. Your next out with them is this. The next time they come to you with an idea or a concept or anything like that, ask them their plan. Ask them, do they have a plan? Have they written a plan out? If they haven't, come back when you have a plan. We'll talk then. That normally defers and deters about 30% of the population of people that are just talkers. The next thing is that, you know, ask them about where they see themselves in 5 years. And where do they see this plan and themselves in 5 years? If they have a good idea of their plan and where they are, that's a good sense of self. If not, again, you know, it's just a lot of talk. And ultimately realize that when people come to you about things, you do not have to pick up the ball and play ball. You can throw the ball back into their court and let them do what they need to do. If they have a great plan for you, have them show you. If they want your involvement in something, let them do the groundwork and then come to you once the groundwork's been done and say, I still want your involvement. Okay? Just because somebody comes to you with an idea doesn't mean that you have to roll with it. And remember that when people come to you, that's great, but just look to make sure that they actually have a plan and they've actually thought this through. Because when you send them back home to the drawing board to figure it out, you're probably not going to hear back about this plan. And guess what? You've kept your time. You haven't let your time be sucked away. And you've also maybe added some clarity to their life. You haven't had to put it in their face, but you've also allowed them to realize that in order for this to happen, there has to be some planning. But better yet, there has to be some execution. And I hope that this has helped you with the concept of time, because the next time you see that minute ticking away on the timer and you realize that time is so brief, enjoy it. Begin to put that minute in the concept of everyday life. While you're at work, focus on the fact that you are alive. Focus on the fact that you are doing good things. When you're at home, focus on doing things that better you. When you're around people, be around the people that you feel good about. But also remember, it's all about you being better than you were yesterday. Remember that it's the present moment now. And if you want to hear any past episodes of Perspectives, go to AshleyBurgess.com. AshleyBurgess.com, or check out www.AshleyBurgessNetwork.com. It's a network that plays Perspectives 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you know how many minutes are in that, right? Stay tuned. I got a great show for you next in Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in three shakes.